Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. Each week we offer biblical encouragement and practical ideas to help you know the love of Jesus Christ more deeply and become the woman, wife, and mother you were created to be. We're so glad you're here. It's going to be a great day.
Hello there, my friends at Help Club for Moms. My name is Deb. Happy Palm Sunday. Welcome to Holy Week. You guys, I am so excited about this week. This is the week coming up to the Super Bowl. I mean, there's no comparison, right? There's no comparison. The Super Bowl is not a comparison, but this is like the most incredible event in all of history. We're going up to that event. We're going on a journey from Palm Sunday all the way to Resurrection Sunday, and it's an amazing week. And I wanted to talk to you guys today about Holy Week and how you can celebrate Holy Week. We have a wonderful little schedule, and it is the Help Club for Moms Holy Week reading schedule, and it should be in this video, and if it's not, I'll go back and put it in the link to the video. But you guys, you can print this out, and you can have devotions at your fingertips all week long. So it's straight from the scriptures, the different things that Jesus was doing each day. So during Holy Week, Jesus was very intentional with what he was doing and where he was going. And so today is Palm Sunday, and I'm going to actually read about that for you guys. And it's called the Triumphant Entry. And in this printable right here, we have Palm Sunday in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So it's in all the Gospels. It's so cool. And you can learn about it. But let me read to you about Palm Sunday. So it's John 12, 12 to 19. And it says, the triumphal entry. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the feast heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Jesus found a young donkey and sat upon it. As it is written, Do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt. At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that they had done these things to him. Now the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had given this miraculous sign, went out to meet him. And so the Pharisees said to one another, See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him. And that is in the book of John. And I'll read one more. I'm going to read Matthew 21, 1 through 11. And they're just all just a little bit different. So this one says, As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples saying to them, Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell them that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that followed ahead of him and those that followed him shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, Who is this? The crowds answered, This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. And you see how they're all just a little bit different. And so we have created just a simple little reading plan for your week. And you could go through and you could read about Palm Sunday. You could read Mark 11, 1 through 11 and Luke 19, 28 to 44. And then on Monday, what Jesus was doing was he was clearing the temple. And we have it in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And Tuesday was the questioning of Jesus. And it's Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And then Wednesday was the anointing of Jesus. That's Mark 14, 3 through 9. Thursday is called Maundy Thursday. It's also when he had the Passover meal and the Last Supper. And that's in Matthew 26, 17 through 30, Mark 14, 12 to 26, Luke 27, 7 to 23, and John 13, 1 to 30 in all four Gospels. Friday is the crucifixion on Good Friday, and it's Matthew 27, 1 to 66, Mark 15, 1 to 47, Luke 22, 66 to 23, 56, and John 18, 28 to 19, 37. And then Holy Saturday is Jesus in the tomb. And they say that scripture is quiet about this day. And then Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. We're all working our way to Resurrection Sunday, right? And so it's Matthew 28, 1 to 13, Mark 16, 1 to 20, Luke 24, 1 to 49, and John 20, 1 to 31. I hope that you guys will print this out. And I hope that you know that we are praying for you. And take some time this week. Sit with the Lord. Read about the week. With your children, sit with your children and read to them. You can read to them in a children's Bible. There's a New International Reader's Version, which is a really nice, easy Bible. There's so many children's versions as well. But just sit and read to them. And I'm pretty sure the Bible app, they have children's versions of Bibles. And you could talk to your children about Holy Week too and tell them what all Jesus did on every day. And also, don't forget, as always, on the Help Club for Moms podcast, we have devotions every day this week. It's going to be amazing, Monday through Thursday. And tomorrow morning, we have something very special. We're starting officially tomorrow, but it will be every other Friday usually. But we just wanted to kind of launch this new Homeschooling with Heaven podcast that we're doing for all of our homeschooling moms. And so we're really excited about this. So tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. will be an interview with me and Steve Lambert, who is the founder of Five in a Row Books Publishing Ministry. He's an amazing man of God, and he will encourage you on how to read aloud to your children. And if you're a homeschooler, you will get so much. And honestly, anyone will get encouragement from Steve because he's so passionate about watching out for our children. He's so passionate for guarding our children and being careful what you read to your children. And I just really enjoy reading all the things that Steve has written. And we did Five in a Row books when our children were little. And my daughter, I actually gave her, I ordered some of the curriculum for my daughter just to kind of use with her little ones. And I gave her the book, The Story About Ping, which I used Five in a Row. And we love The Story About Ping. And my daughter grabbed the book and pulled it to her chest. And she goes, I love The Story About Ping. I remember reading this, Mom. We read this so much. And she said she talked about the Yangtze River, and she talked about the duck and the birds and all the different things in the story. She remembered it. And we used Five in a Row to learn about the different concepts in the book. So it's a great interview. If you're thinking about homeschooling also, please join us tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. And just know that we love you. And I'm going to pray for your holy week. And I pray that you will print this out. There is a link at the bottom of this video. Please print this out. And please know that you are loved. Jesus loves you so much. Just think about all the things. It just makes me want to cry. Think about all the things that he did to show us his love. And he wrote us a love letter called the Bible, and all the things that he did this week and all the things that he endured when he went to the cross and coming to life on Sunday and appearing to his disciples and reinstating Peter, who had betrayed him, and just all the things saving us. Guys, there's nothing like Jesus. There is nothing like the Christian life and the promise of new life in Christ. And we get to enjoy this new life right now on the earth. And then someday we will go to heaven to be with him forever and ever and ever. And so that I want to pray that you feel the love of Jesus all week long, because the Bible says you have to pray to even understand it. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of the fullness of God. Jesus, I pray this over my friend who is watching this video or listening to this podcast, that they would have power together with all the Lord's people to know how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Jesus Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that they would be filled to the measure of the fullness of God. Lord, bless their week. Lord, let them take some time to ponder you and all that you did. Help them to encounter you every single day this week, that your Holy Spirit would be as thick as a cloud by day and a fire by night, that you would baptize them with your Holy Spirit, that your Holy Spirit would come upon them. God, that they would encounter you like they never have this week. And then they would find a Good Friday service and a Easter Sunday service to go to, God, and that they would know that you love them, that you would send your angels on their behalf to guard them in all their ways. You would send your presence, God. Your presence will be so strong with them. And you are in them as a Christ follower. You are in them. Help them to never forget that you never leave them nor forsake them. And for my ones who are struggling, and are broken and are hurting, God, be so near. And your word says that you are near to the brokenhearted. And I pray that they would feel you so near. All of the men and women and children at Help Club and who watched or watching or listening to this podcast. We love you, Jesus, and we commit our Holy Week to you. Bless us all as we're getting ready for our Easter celebration. Help us to keep you as the focus. Give us time with our children this week to talk to them about the Lord. Bless every marriage represented if they're married. If they're single moms, God, be their husbands, be their children's fathers, especially for the ones that are fatherless, Lord, be their fathers. Let the fatherless ones really feel your love and know that you are their father and you will defend them. God, we just ask for you to protect all the children around the world who are being abused. God, free the captives, Lord. We just ask for you to free all of the captives of Christians and children and women and men that are being held in captivity. God, free the captives. Lord, we ask for you to do miracles this week and that you would free the captives and free those who are being persecuted and free the ones who are caught in the awful, awful things that are happening right now in our world. Free the captives, Lord. We love you. Rescue the children, God. Rescue the people who are held in captivity. We love you, Lord. And we thank you that you have set us free. And we commit to our week. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being here. I love you. Share this video with your friends. Print out the printable and share it with your children. And just know that we love you. And most of all, Jesus loves you. Bye-bye. Have a great week. See you tomorrow morning at 9. Bye-bye.
Hey, Mom. Have you heard about our Supernatural Mom Mothering Kit subscription? We are so excited to share with you a quick outline of what the kit has to offer. At Help Club, we receive so many questions about what it truly means to be a Christian mom. So God led us to create something special and different, a monthly subscription platform where our amazing team of seasoned Christian mothers can share videos and resources that reflect our hearts in wanting to share the love of Jesus in all aspects of our lives. We offer hope for your heart so that you can be built up in your faith to be the Christian woman, wife, and mother that you were created to be. In the community, you'll find Deb, Laura, and Mary Jo offering supernatural mentoring while going deeper into the Holy Spirit. You'll receive advice for building a heavenly home for your family with Christ as the foundation. You will refresh your soul as you worship with Pastor Jen and receive God's words of life for you. You will learn to make Jesus the center of your relationship with your husband and have a true spirit-filled marriage. Your children will be blessed because of what you will learn from the Holy Spirit as you learn to parent with Him. There is so much to learn from Linda, Beck, Crystal, and other special guests each month in the kit. And there is so much more, like our life-changing once-a-month Zoom calls for those in the Mothering Kit community. They are so amazing. So visit us at myhelpclubformoms.com, where you can see what it's all about. And right now, you can sign up for your free 14-day trial. Here at Help Club for Moms, we know what it's like to try to be everything to everyone in this broken world. So join us as we offer encouragement in your walk with Jesus and teach you to be the supernatural woman that you were created to be.